Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of season 6. This is also our last episode of the season, which is very exciting.
Crazy.
If you have just joined us, I am Robin of Out of Tired Witch Everywhere, and I am joined by the stunning, the ethereal, the mom of everything that is and everything that ever will be, Maria of Magic with Maria Everywhere.
As she says while I'm sitting here like makeupless in my Christmas.
You're giving mom core, and that's the way it is, girl.
Just thanks.
You're giving mom, and it's...
Thanks. Hey, that's what my cup says. It literally says mother on it because...
Or are you drinking out of that one that Sarah made you?
So no, good. This one. This one.
Oh, okay.
The big She's drink. The mother. She's the mother.
Although I do like Sarah's mug. I use that one
fairly often. Well, you have so many at this point.
I do. Shh. Don't let Scarlett hear you. Hush.
No, I mean things that say mother. That's what I mean.
You just meant mugs. I'm like...
I just meant mother. I meant mother. I didn't mean mugs. You don't have enough mugs, in fact. You only have one.
Exactly. Just one. Just like my project. Just one.
As a reminder, because this is the end of the season, there are two big reminders we have for you. One, we always take an end of season break. It's about a month long, so we will see you in the middle of January for the start of season 7. Secondly, because of the holidays and stuff like that, our monthly class is a little bit earlier. That is going to be on December 13th. It is a charm crafting class, like literally hand crafting charms with Leah Middleton of the Redheaded Witch. It is going to be a morning class, so this is at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As a reminder, you need to be in the library tier and up to watch that class live, or you can buy it afterwards just to watch it. So yeah. Join us on Patreon.
We do have a live episode airing on the 2nd of January.
Oh, yes. And that will be posted on our social media. And it is a crossover episode with the Quite Unusual podcast, which is going to be very, very fun. They're both hilarious.
So hilarious.
I'm excited. But that is, even though the season will not have started yet, we'll be doing that. So you can tune in for that if you are just missing us so badly. Otherwise, normal posting, including the recorded version of that, will not be starting until the middle of January.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Because this is the end of the season, this is the part where we tell you, first and foremost, how much we appreciate all of you.
So thankful.
Especially our Patreon members. Patreon is something that I know is a little confusing for a lot of people. It's a new platform. It is something that, you know, is sometimes, you know, difficult to navigate and understand because it's brand new for a lot of people. I mean, I'll be honest, a lot of our Patreon subscribers, we're their first experience with Patreon. So we do understand that it can be a little hectic to navigate and learn. But quite literally, without our Patreon subscribers, whether you are there for a month or you are there for a decade, we could not do this without you.
We literally couldn't.
Being able to host monthly classes, being able to pay for the editing software and pay for all the things that make everything function, it literally wouldn't happen without you. Maria and I take home very, very little individually. like for our own pockets, it's less than the average person's singular paycheck. So you joining Patreon does quite literally make the ship run.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we appreciate you guys.
And there are so many benefits. So if you are someone who has considered joining, you've been on the fence, we have 500 posts on there. Actually, I think we're getting close to 600 now.
Mm-hmm.
Maria does these amazing monthly check-ins.
Outlook. They have
Outlook. That's a better word for it. I was saying check-in, but Outlook is definitely a better word for it.
Yeah.
We have monthly spells. We have a huge Discord community that is, they mm-hmm. never shut up. And I say that in a very kind way. I don't mean that as a dig. I mean, they're very talkative and also helpful kind too. And willing to help you no matter where you are in your journey. Mm-hmm. We have practice tarot readings in there. We've got spells that people, we have a whole grimoire, a living grimoire on there that you can look up spells that have been submitted by other people, that have been submitted by us, that are functioning. There's a whole resource center of books for information, etc. And then this entire community that is a resource. Yeah. There's so much going on, and it is constantly active, and there's constantly new perspectives, everything that, if you've been on the fence, I really recommend you guys join, because if you like our podcast, it is what keeps us going. So
yeah, and there's also events we'd like to do another live and talk
half decade at least.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd like to keep going, and the only way to do that is to continue to have your amazing support. So truly, thank you so much to all of our Patreon subscribers. Again, whether you are current, past, or future, we really couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for another amazing year.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else we want to say before we get started on our last episode of season 6?
No. Maybe just have happy holidays, guys.
Yes, whatever you celebrate, even if that is just celebrating that you made it another year.
Let's not drink and drive. Let's say,
please don't drink and drive. Don't get in cars with people who have been drinking and driving. And if you are out on the road and you're sober, please be diligent and mindful of people around you, because they might not have made good choices like you did that night.
Yeah, and let's utilize the word no this holiday season. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I am busy. No, I'm going to stay inside and be my cozy little rat self.
If you are a parent of littles, no, grandma, we are not coming to your house. I am not hauling my kids in the car. You may come to us.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to tour 50 freaking family members' houses. I have the little children. You can come to me.
Exactly.
I hope Santa brings you everything you wanted to.
Oh, thanks.
So, that being said, if you've just joined us this season, we do lunar check-ins. As a reminder, starting next season, we will be doing something a little bit different. We'll still be doing check-ins for the month and the outlook and how you can best utilize it for your magical practice. However, instead of focusing on the lunar phases, I am going to encourage you to go back and find episodes where we talk about upcoming lunar phases if that's how you want to use it. And we will be focusing instead on transits and things like different lunar phases we don't typically talk about on here, like the dark moon, waning, waxing, etc. So that being said, the last new moon of the year is going to be on the 19th, but I do encourage you to check your local time for that. Remember that it ticks over to the new moon at 0.1%, not 0%, 0.1%. So where I'm located, it is happening on the 19th, but that is quite late in the day. So do check your local lunar calendar.
This is going to be on. Literally wait till I see the starting of it in the sky.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then I'm like, oh, new moon. And I look it up in my phone.
That's so funny.
What sign it is.
So this is going to be the new moon in Sagittarius. This particular new moon is giving you a lot of broad options, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We have things, of course, the typical new moon stuff where we got new projects, new adventures. This aligns really well, of course, with the end of the new year, it being a new moon and starting new things. If you are somebody who does new year resolutions, this would be a good time to do that. But in this particular new moon, when we typically look to things like starting new seas, starting new projects, new adventures, whatever. Mm-hmm. I actually recommend utilizing it as a release of letting go of the old to start the new. So instead of setting a New Year's resolution, utilizing this as a time frame to kind of release and then set the new seeds. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like I would do a spell that is specifically aligned with writing down all the things from 2025 that sucked, mm-hmm. that you do not want me bringing into 2026. And then doing a spell specific on release of that, and then having a second layer to the spell where we are reframing how we would prefer that to look like in 2026. Mm-hmm. So it's not a full-blown, you know, I'm letting it go and being open to all new things. Instead being like, you know what? It really sucked that I struggled with money this year. So 2026, I'm focusing on setting the seeds of new prosperity. Yeah. And reframing the specific struggles of 2025, releasing it and reframing it.
Yeah.
How would you utilize this moon, my darling?
With the Gemini full moon and then leading into this new moon, which is in Sagittarius, I really feel like the whole energy of this month is connecting with your inner child, because Gemini is very connecting to the inner child, but so is Sagittarius in so many ways. And I think setting intentions just to have fun and enjoy yourself, because Sagittarius love to have fun and enjoy themselves. And, you know, we have so many holidays ahead of us. So you might as well do it on your terms and setting up, you know, those boundaries of having fun and enjoyment on your terms. As Robin said, earlier in the podcast, you know, not being pushed around by relatives telling you how to enjoy your holidays. But, mm-hmm. you know, Sagittariuses are going to do what they want to do. And maybe you should too. Maybe, you know, this new moon is you putting your foot down and being like, no, I'm going to enjoy this how I want. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how I personally see it.
Yeah. I really think it's all about reframing mindset, mm-hmm. I guess. And when you were talking about the playfulness of the Gemini full moon, and then you immediately followed by the Sagittarius new moon, I feel like a lot of being able to reframe things for ourselves is in that playfulness. Mm-hmm. We're so rigid. Find some fluidity. Yes. Have some fun.
Too much adulting.
Oh, God. That was the most millennial thing you've said in a minute. Sorry, I can't adult today.
Oh, for real, though. Come on. So every podcast episode, we talk about tarot. Previous seasons, we've gone over individual meanings of cards, and we've gone over whole sections in tarot. We talked about the major arcana as a whole, minor arcana as a whole, how to view pages, how to view queens, and how to view the 1 through 10s and the different suits. And then last season, we went over the themes that we see in tarot, friendship, love, and all of that. This season, we were concentrating on doing shuffle and drawing, kind of reading for the collective. So we're kind of going back to our roots with talking about individual cards, but with a little bit of twist. And this will continue on into the next season, just because it's been really fun. And I don't
think it has been really fun, and I've really enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. And it's very varied. And I don't feel like we talk about the same stuff repeatedly, which is nice.
I don't think we've actually had a repeat once. I could be wrong, but I don't think we have.
Even if we do, just under the context of how it feels that day and, you know, the current energy of things, like, we could read it completely different, which is great because that's what the section is for, to help you learn tarot in a different way and view the cards in different ways, depending on the reading. Anyways, let's go ahead and see what we get. Oh, okay, that was fast. Oh, this is perfect.
Yay, I love perfect.
I got the Six of Pentacles. I'm showing Robin. The Six of Pentacles. So, yeah, I think it's just, there's a lot of give and take when it comes to the holidays. And even when it comes to, like, purchasing stuff, you know, like, some people, like, you have to pay, like, a shopkeeper for to buy, like, the goods to buy your family for gifts. And that's that whole exchange, you know. This card is not like the Six of Cups, where the Six of Cups is about unconditionally giving. It's giving with strings attached. But while that can be very negative, and sometimes it is, that is the, you know, darker side of this card, of when people take advantage of that and take, and expect. But in a healthy level, it is exchanging things so you can, you know, get something balanced in return, and also, you know, maybe even get something in return. And it's also like working with, let's say, going back to the relatives thing, you're like, yeah, we're not going to come over, you know, the 25th, but we will see you on the 26th. That is balance. That is an exchange of time and energy in a way that benefits everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's just making sure those scales are perfectly balanced when you decide things moving forward through this month, and making sure, you know, one side isn't, like, totally draining you, or you're not totally draining somebody else. And, you know, there's, I also think it's important to speak about, like, there's so many people in the service industry right now who are, like, going through it, not only due to today's political climate, but also, like, with holiday shoppers and stuff. Tip your baristas. Tip your servers, tip them well if you are able to, give when you are able to. They are offering you an amazing service, and, you know, just show them that you're grateful for them and that you're not like the rest of everybody who is, you know, turds.
The rest of them.
And that can even just be nice, because the Pentacles isn't just about financial exchange. It's also time and energy. So express yourself, say thank you, and be gracious. How about you?
I really don't have anything to add on this, if I'm being super honest with you. I feel like when we have that Six of Pentacles in reverse, it shows up as a reminder to have gratitude. And so I feel like you really nailed it.
Thank you.
We're all going through it, right?
Yeah.
And this is a big reminder that includes strangers. I've been talking a lot about, like, in my personal life, about main character syndrome and, like, NPC mentality, and how, like, sometimes we view others as NPCs that are there to kind of perpetuate our own life story. And I think that we are all guilty of that from time to time. And when that happens, that means we are also forgetting to say thank you to others, and forgetting to, you know, include them in our lives in a positive way of love and gratitude. So I feel like, I don't know, that's all I have to add to that.
And everyone has their own shit going on. Like, be kind. Yeah.
Be kind.
So this week we thought we'd talk about
the way you said that was so silly.
Oh, thank you. But we thought that we would talk about magical hosting. Like, a lot of us are hosting family coming over, or friends coming over, or even just, like, having the people who already live in our house come over, and they're bringing in all of their stuff, and then you're also, like, cooking more for them and all that. So we thought we would talk about magical hosting, which is fun. And there's so much to say about this topic. And I don't know, like, it's one of my favorite things to do around this time. I haven't really been able to do it the past couple of years due to being ill, but I do
A Victorian woman.
Yes, but I do have a couple. Having died in the 19th coming.
Century, she has struggled.
Hey, tis the season, right? but I don't know. I think if there's anything we can do to make our guests experience magic, you know, experience better and more enjoyable and more cozy and comfy, and we can do that via spell work alongside it, I think that's great. Or even like helping keep things good and not like, you know, people, keep things calm, making sure no one is, you know, getting super irritated and angry and causing a disruption. Robin's always causing disruptions.
I am. Every single person listening to this right now is like, yeah, that tracks. Yeah. Yes, probably.
Robin's over, you know, being like, flipping tables and being like, hey, you,
I am the problem at Thanksgiving, okay, and at Christmas. I'm the one who's like, go on, say it, Uncle Blank. Say the word you want to say. Why don't you just ruin Christmas for everyone? Come on, say it if you want to. I am the problem at Christmas. That's fine. Oh.
Well, in those terms, I am also the problem at Christmas.
I'm the problem, and I'm okay with it.
Go us. Go us.
I love that for us.
But yeah, so we thought we would go through it as like what we do before guests arrive and like what we're doing in the kitchen and like all that, even post-party stuff. But Robin, before guests arrive, how do you magically set the scene? How do you make things
cutscene? I'm not, I know what you're going to say. So I want to be very clear. I am a rat and Maria is a goddess. So Maria's magical setting the scene is literally going to be like, I set the tableware perfectly in beautiful colors. Wow. And that's not me taking a dig on you. You set beautiful scenes, babe. You do. And thanks. You should be proud of it. I am, however, a dirt squirrel. I live in the trash and I throw trash around. So my trash setting man. The scene has to be a lot more practical. Mm-hmm. For like functionality in our life. And when I say our life, I mean myself and my husband. And he's actually talked about this a few times on the Discord, how I make everything like work for us. So I have, first and foremost, I have bells that I keep at the door to do like a sound cleansing when anybody comes and goes. And I am pretty insistent on guests going through our front door and not coming through the garage. I'm pretty
in the garage.
Because I trust you, babe. But I am pretty insistent on people coming through our front door. And then when we are setting up for guests to arrive, I also re-up our wards. My wards, the ones that are specific on energy and like peacekeeping and stuff like that in the house. I also do Olympia in the house, like a house Olympia, which is with lemons cut in half with salt on it. I put it in every room and then I usually burn a candle, Olympia candle that goes with it. And then I'm trying to think what else I do. Oh, and then when I do our mopping, because we have a steam mopper, I put Florida water in the water, the steam, so that way it's like cleansing throughout the house as I'm also cleaning. And that's my big thing is I try to re-up wards and cleanse and just have like kind of a really like the slate being exactly where I want it to be when people show up. What about you?
So definitely everything that you said, I do like a major house cleaning and I always involve like magic with that. And I also,
which is easy to do when you're Cinderella-ing it.
Hey, don't question my methods. My methods are great. You could eat off my floors.
Cinderella.
Well, I guess since Ellie, my dog, is like Oliver Fleur's, maybe not. But before she comes downstairs after I mop and all that. Yes, you could eat my floors, eat off my floors. But, okay, so I definitely redo my threshold stuff. I do have bells on my door, just like Robin, but I don't redo the threshold spell in its complete form because I save that for specific moons, like Scorpio. Okay. But I do just do a regular salt line. And, yeah. And I think this is in the Discord. It might be in the Patreon, but I do like this clear communication, like jolly gathering, like loose incense.
I love that. Oh, I forgot something for mine. So finish what you're saying. That reminds me of something else I do.
But yeah, I do like a loose incense. I put all the herbs together, like what I want to bring to the party, and put it in my cauldron and with like some essential oils and mix it all together, like crunching the leaves and stuff like that and putting the intentions in. And then I just burn it, and wherever the party's being held, that's where I like smoke cleanse to cleanse the space for to invite those energies in. And before the guests arrive for the table, like my dining room table, if we're going to be spending time there, it's not for every gathering. Like sometimes I just set stuff up on the island, which I do this for the island too. Mm-hmm. But I choose specific taper candles that represent like just like the intention for the evening. Like if I need something chill and calm, I will do like maybe like purple candles for the gathering to keep everyone chill. And maybe even I'll put some herbs on it because I can. Everyone knows I'm witchy anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But, and then I also am a big fan of those reusable candles that I make where you put Epsom salt in some, like, cozy stuff. And then I would like that before, like, guests arrive. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I do to set the scene for the party.
I forgot, because you talking about your incense reminded me. I'm a big fan of simmer pots at this time of the year. I know that I posted one on Patreon. I definitely have posted one on Instagram. And it's all about, for me, the setting the scene, just like you talked about, what I want. We don't use scented candles in our house because that, like, the parabens or whatever the heck it is that are in those, it really messes with my sinuses. So I try to bring that, like, Christmas scent in other ways. And the big way that I do that is, like, essentially through simmer pots, and then I try to align them with what it is I'm trying to bring into the house. And it's such a great way to make your house smell like the holidays while also, like, magically inviting in those just scents and energies that you're trying to bring in.
It's literally, like, the home and hearth, but hearth, like, representing, like, all that. I love that. I was thinking kitchen witchery would literally be pre-party, because just hopefully you'd be cooking beforehand and not during. So what kitchen witchery do you try to get up to before a party? Or is that mostly Frank's stuff?
So that's mostly a Frank thing. But I do a lot of baking.
I bake a lot.
I'm planning to share it on Patreon in about a week because we're going to have a little party for this on the 20th. So I'm planning to share it beforehand. But I have a, like, it's like a protection and what's the word I'm looking for here? Like love through friendship, platonic love, just like bonding gingerbread cookie recipe. And I like to make those. And then, you know, part of the spell is actually decorating it together. I like doing that.
Me too. I do a lot of cooking. I am the Frank of the household.
I mean, I definitely cook, but he is the king. He's the king of cooking.
I typically only host really during like big things like the autumn equinox and you know, the spring equinox and the solstices. Sometimes in between, but I try to, like, if I'm going to be making potatoes, I'll think, like, helping everybody's health. I try to do, like, blessings through my food for whoever my guests are going to be. Like, health for potatoes. Cute. Yeah. And then, like, I do a cherry jubilee ham for most holidays.
That is the craziest 1960s housewife shit I've ever heard in my life. Do you use maraschino cherries?
No, I use cherry preserves
in it. Okay, okay.
So cherry preserves.
Okay.
But with a lot of sherry, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
But I use that for love and, you know, just even like self-love, but feeling love in general. And, oh gosh, I'm trying to think about what
love
else.
Love is an open-ended, like, concept.
Exactly. Yeah, and then I typically make deviled eggs because I can't have, like, during these major things, like, not have deviled eggs. So I try to do that.
Yeah, if you don't make deviled eggs, you actually will be sent to federal prison.
Exactly.
I made them for my daughter's birthday. Listen, it's a gathering. You got to have 1 million hard-boiled eggs.
And you got to eat them all in one sitting.
You got to eat them all. If I said to you, Maria, do you want one or two eggs with your breakfast? You would say, one egg, please. If I said, Maria, I made 3 dozen deviled eggs, you would say, as anyone would, I'll take 6.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course you can eat a dozen eggs in one sitting if they're deviled.
But for those, I do it for, like, goals. Like, so, like, everyone's goals will be fulfilled. But I add jalapeno to mine. So, fast goals. Fast goals. So.
Hell yeah, girl.
Yeah. But, so, okay. So, during the party, do you do anything during, like, the stuff?
No. At all? I don't.
Like, if
I don't do
someone's overstaying their welcome or causing drama?
I try really hard to, like, when we host, to be, like, fully engaged in making sure just that my guests are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't try to, like, do extra stuff. Like, now, again, going back to the simmer pot thing and stuff like that, I would maintain those things or even do new ones for the party itself. Also, things like mulled wine. An example, or like for the kids, we do like hot apple cider and stuff, and I can put stuff into that intention, etc. But I try really hard to, like, be engaged when I can.
That's good.
It's hard to not, it's hard to be engaged as a parent, as you know, like 100%.
It is so hard. And if you're chronically ill and, like, are in pain all the time, it's so hard to be present. And so, like, you have to kind of, like, force it. And it's, like, so difficult and so hard to do. It does suck. Like, being chronically ill and being in pain is so overstimulating. And then you're adding, like, a bunch of people all around you. And you're trying to, you know, project happiness and togetherness. And you're just, like, low-key struggling.
I'm having a bad time.
But yeah, it's hard.
I'm happy to be here.
Some of the things that I typically do, if it's like a gathering of people who I know who are open-minded, I try to do like little spell type stuff. Like for the autumn equinox, I have everyone write like what they're thankful for on papers.
Cute.
Yeah. And then later on, I go and I like bury them or I burn them for like an intention setting fire at night.
That's really cute. I love that.
Yeah. Back, I think, last year, like, when I was going through it, I was hoping I was going to get better, and I was going to have everyone make basically their own, those clear ornaments, and, like, put, like, spell stuff in it. Just, like, after dinner or something, which I thought was fun. But I do use music for intention setting for like I choose, like, I'm very intentional with what playlists I use, and I try to match it.
No one is surprised to hear that.
Well,
not one person under the sun is shocked to hear that.
But and then also, if someone is overstaying their welcome and I'm just like, dude, I'm so tired, and they're just not taking the hint that it's time for them to go, I try to keep a mini broom
on my like altar, and I keep it upright at first, and then when I'm ready for them to leave, I like flip it over. All my friends who like listen to us are gonna be like looking at my altar space. What the fuck?
She wants me out. She wants me dead.
Hey,
did the and spell listen, work? Friends, she does kidding. Actually. She told me beforehand that she wants you dead. This is crazy. I see that it is not just I who is a victim of Maria's never-ending violence. That was a joke, like, by the way, everybody who's listening. That was a joke. Maria does not hit me.
No, I don't. Just with kindness and love.
Oh my gosh.
But also, like, after dinner, I try to select a tea. Like, if cute. They would like an after dinner tea, like have herbal teas and stuff like that. And, you know, you're the one that's typically making them if you're the hostess. So I try to go with the intention of the tea. And I just like, you know, when you're stirring their stuff and making it for them. And I'm like,
that's really cute. I'm going to go to a party at your house.
You should. That would be so much fun. Believe me, if you ever visit, I'm going to go all out. It's going to be like.
When I visit, I will visit.
Yeah. I will host you and then turn the room upside down.
And turn the broom upside down.
Get out of my house.
I'm like, my flight like, isn't for Maria. 4 more days.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
Oh my God.
That is so funny. But yeah, last thing. What do you do post-party? Do you do anything?
So we have kind of like this unspoken rule in our house. Where if we have like a bunch of people over, we do a very minimal, like, let's not be totally disgusting freaks clean the mm-hmm. night before. And then the next day is when we do like the actual cleaning and like all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I kind of will redo all of the stuff I did before the party. to like get rid of all.
You yeah, know, it's like casting a circle and then calling it back.
Nonsense that people brought into my gosh darn home.
Yeah.
I try to like, we cleansed when you before you came, and now we're getting you the fuck out all the way.
True. Yes, agreed. I do the same thing. That's the basic. Yeah, it's really not that
like exciting or elaborate, is it? It's just
no, it's literally the closing of circle. Being yeah. like, okay. Goodbye.
You bring a lot, just like a circle, you bring a lot of energy into your home when you host a party.
You really do. Yeah.
Ooh, one thing I will say that is not the end of the party, but just like a little tip that I've found if you aren't already a shoes off household, if you have guests, have them take their shoes off at the door for a party because shoes also bring in a lot of extra energy.
That's so smart. I need to do that. See, in the South, people don't believe in removing your shoes.
They wouldn't be welcome in my home.
Oh, I know. And, you know, and they're always so shocked that I'm like, leave them at the door, please. But I should probably shoes have off. Them leave out at the, like, if it's not raining, like, outside by the front door. I don't know.
For us, I make them take them off, like, right at the front entrance. And I have very specific, like, shoe rack wards. Mm-hmm. Which is, I know, like, maybe a little over the top. But I used to call shoes hepatitis shoes when we lived in... They were the hepatitis carriers when we still lived in the city. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much disgusting things and energy on the ground. And I don't want that brought in my home.
When I was pregnant with the witchling, I used to, like, Lysol the bottom of shoes.
I believe that. Disgusting. Shoes are gross.
Shoes are gross because you think about it. It's nasty.
It's nasty.
It's nasty. But yeah, tell us, like, when you listen to this on our, like, podcast image, you know, thing on Instagram or on Threads, how, like, what do you do for parties?
Yeah.
Do you do anything special? I want to hear about your hosting stuff.
Do you?
Are you also the hostess with the mostest?
I want to know. So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
Wow, what a sensual way to say that. To wrap
I was trying
up
really hard to be as horny as possible. I figured let's just ring out the air with a strong one.
So, speaking about Victorianess,
Speaking of being like extremely old and from another century.
Ever since, I don't know, slipping into December, late November, a lot more ghost activity has been happening in the house. And it's been kind of crazy, to be honest. Like, a lot of, you know, things moving out of the corner of your eye and literally, like, turning your head to be like, what was that? And there's literally nothing there. A lot of whispering. And I just, my house feels very ghosty right now. Very Victorian Christmas story, you know, spooks and creepiness. And I'm here for it. Well,
that being said, how many times have you watched Muppet Christmas Carol this year?
We watch it as a family every, like, 25th.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, you don't watch before then at all? We're on playthrough number 4 in this house, dog.
See, Scarlett is very particular. She can't rewatch stuff, which is irritating to me because I can.
I'm going to have a word with her because that's crazy. Please do,
because it really is.
I can understand it for some movies, but Muppet Christmas Carol, come in and know me better, man. We're not watching that 100 times. Thanks a lot, Mr. Dickens.
I even wrote her earlier to...
I'm texting her right now.
I was like, can I watch Christmas Vacation? And she's like, no, we watched that on Christmas Eve. And I sent her a sad emoji. So I have to wait. I'm not going to watch it now because it sounded cozy.
I'm texting her. Like, I told her to get her shit together.
During the day, I clean and I just have it on in the background. It's not like I'm actually sitting down and watching it.
That's crazy.
Come on.
I said, you watch Muppet Christmas Carol right now or else. My favorite line of that entire movie is when it's the ghost of Christmas past and they're in the school and the American Eagle, I forget his name, the eagle who's the headmaster, and he goes, it's the American way. and he goes, this is England. He goes, it's the British way.
I love that one. So good. Yeah, the Muppets Christmas Carol is the best Christmas Carol.
It's the best one.
Scarlett and I, we've been doing this new thing at night before we go to bed. We've been reading A Christmas Carol. Like, out loud to each other.
Cute!
It's crazy.
This is so gay. This is the gay agenda at work, guys.
It's crazy, like, how much different from the book is compared to
the musical?
To any of the movies. Any of the movies. Like, when Marley comes and leaves, he leaves, and there's a ton of, like, billionaires and millionaires out in the streets also with chains as ghosts. Like, just, like, around other people, and they can't make anyone's lives better, even though they feel that weight of what they did. It's a lot more impactful, and I'm wondering, why don't movies include that? I don't know.
That is interesting. Yeah, it's spoilers. Marley and Marley.
I remember being a kid and being like, oh, there's two of them, and then I, you know... learn more, and I was like, oh, there's one. Other,
and you're like, oh, there's just one. They literally just did that because it's the Muppets.
They lied.
And also, like, why would they have died together? That's crazy.
That's crazy. They died holding hands. Let's be honest. Robin, those two are partners. Come on.
Duh.
Someone was just brokenhearted that they couldn't be grouchy together. And so one of them died of a broken heart.
Are you suggesting that the Muppet Christmas Carol was a death suicide? That it was a Romeo and Juliet?
No, I'm saying literally, you know how some people just give up, like when their partner dies, like their body just gives up.
Yeah. It's Marley and Marley.
They're like, there's no one to be crouching. So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron right now?
I'm actually very sad. First of all, that was very horny. Congratulations. I want to acknowledge the horniness of that.
Yeah.
I'm actually sad that this year is over. not, there's so much going on in the world that like blows, and like that part I'm not sad about, but it just like, I feel like 2025 like blew past us.
Yeah.
I really feel like this year was like so fast, and maybe it's because there's just so much like horrible shit that's happening every day that I am just shutting down in my brain and blanking stuff out. But I really feel like this year flew past us, and I'm sad about that because, again, I have small children, and I'm like, what do you mean my daughters too?
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Absolutely. Like, I was actually thinking about the same thing. Like, a couple days ago, I was like, this year has been so crap, and I'm trying so hard to be present, especially with all the crap that's going on, because this is literally the witchling will be 17.
Shut
and
up.
Then this, like, if they go Shut to college up. Next, like, holiday season will be their last in the house unless they come back for the
Shut
holidays
up.
I know.
I don't like that. Horrible. I don't care for that.
It makes me nauseous.
I don't care for that at all.
And then, you know, who is still going to be in charge of everything? And I just...
No, I don't even want to think about it. Don't even say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Do not say it.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Manifesting that to end. That's my New Year's resolution. Is that that's been awesome. My New Year's resolution is to focus all of my energy on that not happening. Oh, so
I'll join you. But no, I'm
we
sorry.
Got Limbaugh this year. Surely that's one more little demon in hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think they're all holding hands down there?
Yes.
Marley and Marley.
I'm gonna get my son to come in here and do that because it's really funny for the end of the episode.
You should have him close it. That would be very cute.
Will, yeah. So if you just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be anybody. This is anything that we've organically found there, not ads. And as a reminder, if you've got someone that you think is pretty stinking cool, freaking send it to us. Let's get those businesses, those artists, everybody shouted out this year. That being or next year. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
So I may or may not be getting this deck for the holidays. I mean, ooh. I'm pretty sure I'm getting it. It's the only deck that I asked for. And, you know, the wifey always gets me at least one deck. But it's Modern Magic Press's The Solar Kingdom. And these cards are just so beautiful, so gorgeous. And I think just... I don't know. I think they'll be very much used, like, for... January, February, and then all throughout summer. Just, I don't know, the imagery and warmness of the cards are just so gorgeous. It's not a black and gold deck, guys, just so you know. But it is vintage-y, so are we surprised?
No.
Okay. But who are you loving?
So this is actually a blogger I used to follow a million trillion years ago called the Dainty Squid. But she posted this, like, stained glass that she made that was, like, dentures with a gold tooth. And I'm so obsessed with it. I'm like, I wish for this. I don't believe it's for sale. I believe she did that fully for herself. But
I'm
trying to find it. I appreciate a little gold tooth moment, which actually perfectly leads us into our listener submission this week, which is a creator called Hidden Houses. They did a rat stained glass. Sarah from the Discord actually sent it to us because she was like, the rats need to see this.
Oh, so cute.
And it's so cute. It's so cute.
It's got wings.
Yeah. So cute, right?
That's adorable. People are so talented.
Ugh. They are. It's sick.
Yeah, this stained glass is gorgeous. I've never seen anyone do designs like that on there.
So cool. So, as a reminder, if you've got a submission that you would like to send us for our listener submissions, we're taking them. Email us, DM us, etc. Get into our, get inside of our messages.
The horniest episode ever. Just kidding.
Thank you all so much for joining us this episode. As a reminder, we are not going to see you again until the middle of January, unless you want to join us for our live episode on January 6th with the Quite Unusual podcast. It is going to be a live episode. We'll see you on YouTube. Links will be coming everywhere, or you can just subscribe to our YouTube and get notified.
Yeah.
That being said, you can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us on December 13th for Crafting Charms with Liam Middleton of the Redheaded Witch.
Yeah. And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part two episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. I'm literally hosting like a spell with the group that is going to be super cozy. We're going to basically bless coziness onto some comfort items that we have for this one. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. So yeah.
Get in there. Come hang out with us. And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you to everybody who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere.
Shh. Okay, buddy, here's what I need you to do. You know the Marley and Marley song? You go, we're Marley and Marley. Can you do it? Can you do it? That's going to be our outro today. Can you do it?
Marley and Marley.
Perfect.
That was stupid cute.
Say, please like and subscribe.
Please like and subscribe.
How about join us on Patreon?
Join us on Patreon.
Ooh, can you do this? Can you say, see you in season 7?
See you in season 7.
That was perfect.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.